Well, if that wasn't disgusting enough, after almost a year of careful research and study, today an advisory board in New York City issued a comprehensive report on bedbugs.
Yuck, just the words are enough to get most people scratching. The tiny appleseed-sized insects hide in mattresses and come out at night to bite. Bedbugs were virtually eliminated in the years after World War II. Now they're back like crazy. They've been spreading at alarming rates, not just in New York City, but across the country.
San Antonio, Baltimore, Phoenix, Des Moines are just some of the cities that have recently reported infestations. In fact, bedbugs have become so ubiquitous, they even have their own show.
Welcome, everybody, to our most recent episode of Bedbug Central TV. I'm your host, Jeff White. And what we're going to talk about today is, what do I do if I think I have bedbugs?
Pest control companies in some areas say they are overwhelmed with requests for service calls. The outbreaks have caught the attention of public health officials and of politicians, especially in New York City, which has become, it seems, the capital of bedbugs.
There have been outbreaks in luxury hotels, fancy retail outlets, upscale apartment buildings, and even theaters. So today, the city announced a battle plan. The headline?
New York City Council says to bedbugs, drop dead.
That's New York City Council Speaker Christine Quinn. Now, as cities go, New York is no stranger to pests. Various rodents inhabit the subways, and the city has bred a champion population of cockroaches. But Christine Quinn notes, bedbugs are different.
They're in your homes. Most of the rat and mice problems we have are not in people's homes, though some are, but most are not.
New Yorkers, says Quinn, know what to do about rats or cockroaches. Call your super. And most landlords know how to deal with those types of vermin. But bedbugs?
Since we haven't had bedbugs in decades in New York City, it's a new pest on the scene.
And to combat this new pest on the scene, the board recommends a heavy dose of public education, including a bedbug website.
Where they will get all of their bedbug questions answered.
And where they'll find some good news. Health officials say the bedbugs can make you itchy and possibly embarrassed, but unlike rats or mosquitoes, they are not known to spread bloodborne diseases.
Don't let the bedbugs bite ya.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.